You're with Lori DuBose as we welcome Sally Dean, the Director of Ecumenical Ministries in Fairhope and Foley. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Lori. Thanks for having me.
We'll get into what Ecumenical Ministries is for those that don't know. But first, let's talk about the big event that's this Saturday. We want everyone's attention for the big chili cook-off Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday, 5 days out. We're looking at Ecumenical Ministries' 21st Annual Chili for Charity. It'll be at Halstead Amphitheater here in downtown Fairhope.
This is the old Faulkner State campus.
Right. A nice venue out there. This is the second time that we're having it out there. The first one went so well, we decided we'd keep it out there.
Instead of the former Ocala Farm.
Right. It was at years at Ocala Farm. So, yes. The board about 3 years ago decided let's change it up a little bit, and we tried that venue, and it worked out very well. People seem to really like it. There's going to be lots going on out there. There's lots for the kids. We have the mechanical bull, which is always a favorite for everybody, a bouncy house. This year, we're going to also have an SPCA dog adoption, so they'll be out there with a dog adoption. We also have some what they call zoo ambassadors coming out.
I heard there was an exotic animal we don't get to see very often that will be there from the Gulf Coast.
You have, yes, there's been a little bit of a rumor. The rumor is that we're going to have a kangaroo, and they're also going to bring out an African porcupine. So they'll be out there with their handlers for a little while so that people can see them and kind of see what kind of animals are available at the Gulf Coast Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be 21 teams. We have a baked goods sale that's always great. We have bakers from all over the county that bring their cakes, and we cut them up and we sell them for $1 a piece. We'll have hot dogs out there. This year, we're looking, we may have some popcorn. We got a popcorn machine that actually came through Emmy's, so we decided we will try and use that and make some popcorn. The entertainment is going to be Blind Dog Mike and the Howlers, which it has been from the very beginning.
Love them.
And Robert Sully's going to join us this year. And between the two of them, they'll share the stage up there. So it's a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun. You and Mark are coming out to do the MCs, and you've been doing that for, 9, 10 years, I think.
That's what we're thinking, at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And when you say there are 21 teams, that means 21 chilies that you can eat and then go back to your favorite. I don't think we've ever run out of chili.
We never have. Once we stepped up the amount of chilies the teams have to have, we have not run out of chili in a long time.
And you can accommodate more teams. Is it too
late? Can. If you want to call me and say that you want to have a team that day, when we set up the venue, we always set up for additional teams. So if someone calls me, it's easier for me if you call early in the week as opposed to Friday and tell me you want to have a team, but we can always accommodate it if we need to.
And a team can be a group, a youth group from church. It can be members and employees of a restaurant, co-workers, neighborhood friends.
Right.
Office workers, you
name
it.
We have churches. We have quite a few churches that have teams. We've got some restaurants. We've got utilities, like Riviera Utilities, that are out there every year. They're usually the team to beat. They seem to place in chili most of the time. So, we have a lot of fun. It's kind of a friendly rivalry.
Right.
And everybody seems to enjoy it. You can eat all the chili that you can eat. Sometimes it's difficult to try all of them, but some people try.
That's right. I do. I make a goal to make it all the way around and just sample a little bit, and then folks can vote for their favorite.
The people's choice. There's a bucket on the table, and you can stuffing bills in there, you can vote for what you think is the best chili. That's kind of a fundraiser for the event. Mm-hmm. So, it's just fun.
One of the best things, too, I think, especially the way inflation and prices have gone up, your tickets are still $15 at the gate. Thank you for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, we decided we're going to just keep it that way. My families are struggling with costs of everything going up, so we're pretty much keeping it the same.
And then 12 and under are also free.
They're free, yes. Yes, so they are free. Because we know the kids aren't really chili eaters, but we try to have things there, like the mechanical bowl and the bungee house and the zoo animals and the adoption.
Dogs,
all that for the children to have a good time. So it's a really good family event. It's a great representation of what Ecumenical Ministries is all about, is we're into helping families.
And tickets in advance, $12.50. through Eventbrite or at...
Or at BaldwinEMI.org. You can get them either place. BaldwinEMI.org.
Now, Ecumenical Ministries is an organization that helps families and people in our area. A lot of people don't know that that's tied in with Emmy's Thrift Store. So
right.
Tell us, what is Ecumenical Ministries and how does the thrift store tie in?
Ecumenical Ministries has been around a little over 50 years. We are a social service agency that it's out there to help families that get into crisis. We have an emergency aid program in which we can help families with utility bills or rent or medications or whatever the family's stressing at the time.
Like the recent fire victims?
They contact us, mm-hmm. and we see what we can do to help. And then we refer them to other resources in the county. We have a home repair program that we finished our 600th home in June of this year. We do roofs, ramps, plumbing, any type of thing that people have within their home that is leading to the deterioration of the home. Our goal with that program is to save the home. That program does the whole county. We go from Bay Minette to Gulf Shores with home repair.
What are the parameters for requirement in order to utilize that service?
It's an income-based program, so we do definitely look at your income, and it has to be an owner-occupied home, and it has to be a request. We get a lot of requests for roofs, and that's pretty understandable. If you're a low income and someone says you need a new roof, it's pretty difficult for you to come up with that type of funding. So we've done a lot of roofs, and a lot of ramps. We get a lot of requests from home health services, wheelchair ramps, because they're expensive. And the price of lumber has gone up so high, they're even more expensive. But we've got some volunteer ramp teams, some out from out of the churches, so those are something that we can do pretty readily.
That's awesome. And you have a Meals on Wheels
program? We have a Meals on Wheels program. We do the cooking right there in our kitchen on Fairhope Avenue. We do the Eastern Shore. We also have an office in Foley that also has a Meals on Wheels program out of there. So that is something that is not necessarily financially based. It's a need-based program. We are always looking, if anybody's interested in volunteers to do the driving. Right now we have kind of a critical need for people that could drive a Daphne Spanish Fort route. So that just doesn't take much of your time, and it's a really rewarding experience. We've had people that have driven Meals on Wheels for 20 years, and they get to know the people that they deliver their meals to, and they build a relationship. It was really important through the pandemic for some of the people that are vulnerable population that really shouldn't have been out grocery shopping and doing that sort of thing. And so that is just something, if you have a need, or if you have a parent that has a need and you work all day and you really can't provide for them a meal, hot meal, you know, give us a call. We possibly could put them on Meals on Wheels. We're pretty full. We have a lot of people on it, and you know, so we'll do the best we can to
okay.
put you on.
For services, folks should call what number?
928-3430.
928-3430.
Right.
For the Fairhope Office of Ecumenical Ministries. You still have a Foley office?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
And then for the chili cook-off, they can even download the entry form and everything online at BaldwinEMI.org.
You can get an application for a team or a sponsorship. Right now, the sponsorships wouldn't get a lot of publicity because all our signs are printed and all that type of thing. But, yeah.
Okay. And then, so Ecumenical Ministries office is on Fairhope Avenue next to the hardware store, almost across the street from the post office.
Right.
Next door is Emmy's thrift store. We've seen some construction.
There's a lot of construction going on there. Yeah,
what's happening?
Well, the eventual plan is to be able to expand the store to double the size of the floor space.
Oh, good.
But the problem is where we want to expand is the administrative offices of Ecumenical Ministries. But through some grants from Single Tax and some other people in the community, we are going to build a new building on the far end of our property, and that will house actually a new kitchen and the administrative offices. Once that is done, then we will open up the side where our administrative office is and start changing that into a sales floor for Emmy's. Emmy's is overwhelmed with the growth of Fairhope. with the amount of customers that come in, with the amount of stuff that's donated. The only thing that logical sense is that we expand mm-hmm. that store to be able to accommodate. And it will help, because Emmy's is a big part of the funding for the social service programs. It will help fund those in the future. And I'm really excited about what Emmy's going to be able to do, and that once we get it done, probably in the next year and a half. Right now, there's a lot of construction, because we had some damage from Sally, so the roof had to be changed and fixed and everything. But we're still open, and it hasn't stopped the people coming in. So
I was in just the other day, and so yeah, it looks a little. You've got some scaffolding and whatnot.
Yeah, we
got
to kind of. You got to walk under plywood to get in there, but we're open, and the store is running along just like it normally does.
And those hours are?
The hours are 10 to 4 Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on Saturday. We are not open on Sunday.
Very good. And I'm sure I'm wearing something from there.
Me too.
I think my sweater today came from Emmy's store.
Yeah, so. We get a lot of great clothing, as you know.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful stuff.
Oh, yes. Jewelry, shoes, a lot of men's clothing, children's clothing.
A lot
clothing.
Of beautiful glassware. We are fortunate being in Fairhope, in which the donations that come in are pretty high caliber. And we try and make it kind of a boutique-ish little mm-hmm. store that people enjoy being there. And we have customers that come in every day.
Oh, yeah. It's a social experience.
It is.
I'm about a weekly customer, but I could see if there's something you're really looking for, that daily visit.
Well, because, you know, we put everything half price every 2 weeks because, uh-huh. you know, our coding system. So
that's
Monday,
right.
Every Monday, it's a pretty big day because people are waiting for stuff to go half price.
Tell us about, I know that when we walk in, it's like, what's the number?
Yeah.
And so tell us about
that. Well, we code all of the hard goods, not the clothing, but we code all of the hard goods with a number, and so we can see how long that item has been on the floor. So if it's been on the floor 2 weeks, that's the number. That you look on the board, and then you can see anything that's that number and below is going to be half price.
Yes.
Well, some people try to play that, okay, I'm going to wait for this to go half price.
Right.
Sometimes it works for them, sometimes it doesn't.
The coffee table in
right,
our lobby,
right.
I played the half price game on that and won and got it.
Got it, yeah.
Did you hear me? I said won it. Isn't that funny?
So Monday mornings are a big morning at Emmy's because people are rushing in to find that special thing that they want is half price. And what's fun, too, is people that really don't know, and they come into Emmy's for the first time, and they're looking around, and they find something they really like, and they take it to the cashier, and she goes, oh, by the way, this is half price.
It's
and
like, yay!
They score, right?
That's right. And so folks can, of course, make donations to Emmy's as well.
Yes, we take donations Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the warehouse behind the store. We have what we call a yellow dancing thing. It's kind of a guy. We call him Emmett. And if you just watch for Emmett
looks like a real person back there.
Yeah.
I like caught myself waving at him.
Yeah. So we take everything up there, and then it gets moved down at the end of the day, and then the ladies, I have a lot of large amount of volunteers that go through that stuff, and then they get it back on the floor. So it's a pretty good system.
Okay. Chili for Charity cook-off this Saturday, 11:30 a.m. at the Coastal Alabama Community College campus, formerly Faulkner, right in downtown Fairhope.
That's it.
No need to buy tickets in advance. You can get them at the gate. And I love the fact that 12 and under are free, so families can afford this event. Tickets are still $15 at the gate or $12.50 in advance. You can even get them at Eventbrite.
Yes, Eventbrite. Good. And okay. Our website, BaldwinEMI.org.
BaldwinEMI.org. If you're joining us late, you can still get a team in. Just contact Ecumenical Ministries if you'd like to enter a Chili team at 928-3430. We're excited. Mark and I will be there with Bells
okay,
on Saturday.
Look forward to seeing you guys
Alrighty.
Out there. Thanks, Lori.
And we've got some tickets to give away during Swap Shop, so stay tuned and tune in for details. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Lori.
Sally Dean with Ecumenical Ministries.